Yeah, it was a great day. Strange weather. Very little rain, in fact, quite warm, and but quite a breeze, which would have affected the runners on the second half of the race. But all in all, another good day, and big turnout, over 800 started, and big crowds in the finish area. We're in the process of winding down now. We're waiting on the last three or four finishers.
Okay then, Jerry, maybe you can let us know how the results went and who were the winners in the day and the top finishers.
Okay, well, as predicted, the Kenyan in the race, Eric Coach, who was second last year in a time of 2:23 odd, had the race, sold himself up alone on the at the head of the men's race, and predictably enough, as he wasn't challenged, he came home very, very easily ahead in a time of 2 hours 34 minutes. The race behind was the one that grabbed the imagination in the men, because we had Foy Valley's Chris McGuinness battling with a bunch of guys, which included Shane O'Donnell from the Rosses AC, and in the end Chris broke clear late on and came home and just failed to break 4 hours 40, with Shane not that far behind him. So that was the top three in the men. And in the women, the female winner was one of the favourites, Natalie Hall from Armagh AC. Natalie's a native of Duncannon, has a best of just under 3 hours from Dublin last year, I believe, and ran a very strong race, had the lead from the gun and held off the challenges from everybody else. Natalie won that race from Grace Kennedy from Dunor, was the second place female, 3:04:32. Natalie's running time was 3:03:39. And in third place with a big PB of 8 minutes was Aisling Murray from Carman Runners, 3:05. So we did have quite a decent battle up front with those top three ladies. Made for an exciting race there. And as we say, winding down now and just waiting to welcome the last of the finishers home.
Okay then, so by all accounts, a very, very successful Walled City Marathon. Once again, a big crowds out supporting it too, Jerry.
Big crowds out, and you know, the excitement and the noise in and around the finisher, and I'm told also on some of the key spots out on the course, the dreaded famous hill at 25 miles up Fawn Street from Freederry Corner was, as usual, populated by lots of spectators and drummers and all sorts of geeing up all the runners. And that on the Peace Bridge was chock-a-block as usual, and of course in and around Guildhall Square was really crammed with people and locals and visitors alike. So delighted that it's gone off well, and looking forward to welcoming home the last few runners, getting cleared up, and start thinking about next year.